Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I am your host, John Spencer. I am a former middle school teacher, current college professor. And my last podcast episode was a little bit about creativity, and today's is probably even less about creativity, but it's actually part of a project that I'm doing for new teachers. So if you know of a new teacher, or if you are a new teacher, I want to encourage you to check out on this particular blog post. So if you go to spencerauthor.com and you find the blog post that connects to this about surviving as an introverted teacher, I want you to notice that there's a video on there, and it connects to this cool new project that I've been a part of called the New Teacher Academy, and I'll be adding it to my blog as well. But if you type in to YouTube, New Teacher Academy, you'll be able to find it there in the search as well. It's got the yellow icon of me. But anyway, I've been doing this for, I guess, now about 2 weeks. This fun little project called the New Teacher Academy. It's a series of videos. And one of the more recent ones I did was this particular one about surviving as an introverted teacher. So that's what this particular podcast is about today. But I also want to, like I said, encourage you to go check out the New Teacher Academy. It's right now a YouTube channel. It will eventually be a blog and a podcast as well, because I've had a lot of people asking if I would go ahead and make it that as well. So if you're a new teacher, if you know a new teacher, it's a, like I said, it's a YouTube channel that they might find useful. Covers topics like surviving as an introverted teacher. It's got some inspirational ones, like one called the New Teacher Card. You'll see that, 17 things they didn't tell you about becoming a teacher. And then there's kind of a goofy series that allows me to kind of use my quirky sense of humor called Secrets of the Staff Lounge. And that might be kind of a fun look to check out. So anyway, you'll find it on YouTube as well. So without further ado, here is my podcast on surviving and even thriving as an introverted teacher. So I'm going to give 6 different strategies. Here we go. I am a hard introvert to spot. I can be loud and social, and nobody sees in that moment how tired I feel as a result. I'm not shy. I'm often quick to engage in deep conversations. And sometimes I'll even talk like that to someone who's almost a stranger. But I am an introvert to my core. Every minute I'm at a party, I'm having to work hard to pull myself into that place. I get wiped out by the sheer noise and chaos and number of conversations that happen in those types of social interactions. And it's not that I am socially anxious per se. I'm just wiped out from it. As a current college professor, I have carved out an introverted life. I read and write and research and try to craft quality feedback on student work. Nearly half of my classes are online, so there's a lot of that. But then when I have to be, I will be present and energetic in those in-person classes in my cohort. But still, it is kind of an introverted life. I do an observation in a classroom, and I get to sit back and just take notes on what I see from a teacher candidate. And it is really, really fun. But it hasn't always been like this. When I taught middle school, I had to be on more often. And when I first began as a middle school teacher, I started out wearing this super social mask. I felt like I had to eat lunch in the staff lounge, even when I wanted to be in my classroom reading a book. I felt like I needed to know what was going on with everyone, even when the network of relationships felt tiring. I felt guilty if I wasn't upfront launching into an energetic lecture discussion in my class. as if being in a perpetual state of exhaustion was a good thing, like it was some kind of badge I was supposed to wear as a dedicated teacher. Eventually, I figured out that I could be an introvert and still survive in the often extrovert-dominated teaching field. And in fact, when I switched my pedagogy toward a more introverted style, where students had more ownership and I was on the sideline a little bit more, things actually became better. I would argue that I should have always been the introvert that I actually am in the classroom. And it took a while for me to discover the hidden advantages to being an introvert. And so I'm going to share some of the strategies for thriving as an introverted teacher. Here we go. Number one, student conferences. I met one-on-one with every student once a week. Instead of wandering around monitoring the class, I pulled students aside to talk about their progress. I kept the direct instruction really, really short, and I would schedule lots and lots of one-on-one time. And it worked. This kept me from burning out, and it helped students get the valuable face-to-face time that they deserve with their teacher. Now, confession. I often would hit a point in March where I couldn't be as present. I would zone out a little when my students wrote blog posts and journal articles in journalism. I would crank out a few of my own. And perhaps I wasn't on and truly present in the way that I was probably supposed to be. But the upside is that they saw their teacher as someone passionate about writing and learning, and as someone who was quietly available on the side. And that was pretty valuable. Number two, embrace social media. Now, this sounds a little counterintuitive, but I still need community. I still need people. But I often find this through social media. Although I would go on Twitter and Facebook, I also enjoy the conversations on the margins, in direct messages or on Google Chat or in Voxer conversations. And to this day, I still have a few close friends as a result. And these are the ones that I was able to sort of have deep conversations with through social media. One of my best friends is here in Oregon. His name is Luke Neff, and he's one of the smartest, kindest, wisest guys I know. But he's someone I met through collaborating on these visual writing prompts that we would do online. That's pretty cool that this element of social media has allowed me to thrive as a teacher who still needs community but is often overwhelmed by the sheer face-to-face and amount and large group nature of it that happens in schools. Number three, choose an introverted hobby. I chose an introverted hobby of writing. If I'm not writing a blog, I'm working on a novel or a column or something like that. It's my chance to process things internally and more creatively. More recently, I've gotten into video creation, and I really enjoy making these kind of sketch animation videos. But it's the same thing. It's a very introverted hobby. Number four, limit noise. I always had a generally quieter classroom. I actually kept a noise limit in my room. Now, this might sound harsh to people who aren't introverts. I always hear people talk about the need for chaos and controlled chaos and the best classrooms are noisy classrooms. And we hear these things all the time, but I simply couldn't handle really loud classrooms. It would have burned me out so much faster, and I would have hated teaching. And actually, a few times that I let up on this and allowed my class to get insanely loud, I hated it. I actually stopped loving work during those times. And so I came to kind of a compromise. My students were able to have lots and lots of peer talk time. They could listen to music on their headphones. They could essentially make it privately loud for them. But Our room ran on a gentle hum rather than a loud cacophony. We had a quieter classroom. And when I explained it to my students and said, I get anxious when things are super loud and chaotic. It doesn't actually feel safe to me in those moments. And I shared how draining it was. The shocking thing was, number one, how many of the students felt the same way? And number two, how many of the extroverted students didn't mind having a quieter classroom? Because, like I said, they had headphones and they had the permission to talk to each other and have fun. Number five, the permission to be alone. Give yourself the permission to withdraw. I used to feel like I had to attend every sporting event, and that was the best way to be supportive to my students. I felt like I had to be a coach to get to know them on a deeper level, and I had to meet with them before school and have an open classroom that allows anyone to come in to work on stuff before school. But eventually, I realized that I was a better teacher if I wasn't tired. And in that same vein, I didn't go to the staff lounge for lunch, like I mentioned. I rarely even turned on music. I would eat alone or read or maybe go for a walk. God, I miss Phoenix. It used to be so sunny. I live in Portland now, and or Oregon now, and it's like really, really wet and rainy. But anyway, I would just soak in the sun during lunchtime, and I carved out lots and lots of individual time. But the cool thing is I still got to know my students on a personal level. I was able to, leave better feedback on their work. I was able to visit with them right before class would start. And like I said before, I did these private student conferences all the time while other kids were working. And so I actually felt like I got to know them on a deep personal level. I just didn't do that from the vantage point of going to yet another school event. Number six, volunteer for introverted projects. I was the first to volunteer to design a logo or a website. I would design curriculum or write a proposal or edit a video. I basically created lots and lots of opportunities to do these creative projects where I was working alone. Now, people assumed that this was because I was tech savvy, but that wasn't the case. I just enjoyed working alone. That didn't mean I didn't like the people that I worked with. They knew that I cared about them. And I actually found ways by doing things like writing a private thank you note to them to let them know that they were appreciated. But they also knew that on some level, I just needed time alone to work on stuff. And I wasn't trying to be antisocial or distant. And once I was able to communicate that to them, it became a really positive thing, and I found my niche, and I didn't feel so exhausted as a teacher. So the bottom line is this: it is possible to thrive as an introverted teacher. You have to rewrite the rules of what it means to be a passionate, dedicated teacher, but it's definitely possible. And if you find yourself as an introvert being exhausted, just give yourself the permission to be alone. Thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Like I said, this is kind of a different episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. And go check that out, the New Teacher Academy, and tell someone else about it. I'd really appreciate that. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you on the next episode.